Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
The Monetary Authority of Singapore has launched a $125 million support package to boost the growth of financial institutions and fintech firms amidst the economic slump. It's funded by the Financial Sector Development Fund, or FSDF, and the relief will support workforce training and manpower costs, digitalization, operational resilience, and the enhancing of fintech's access to digital tools. Now, this, of course, was done after the Singapore Fintech Association recently announced the results of the conducted survey within its members of the impact of COVID-19 on fintechs. And in response to the survey results, SFA has been working with the MAS and key ecosystem partners, including NTUC and NTUC's E2I, that's their Employment and Employability Institute, on initiatives to help fintechs. So how's this package going to help the fintech sector? On the line with me this morning is Chia Hock Lai, who's president of the Singapore Fintech Association. Mr. Chia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Eilert. I'm great.
All right. Let's get into it. So the Singapore Fintech Association, you guys have recently announced the results of this survey that you conducted with your members, and it was all about the impact of COVID-19 on fintechs. We talk a lot about how COVID-19 impacts the economy, but how does the tech industry get impacted?
Yeah, like all other industries, fintechs are not spared, probably with the exception of those digital payments,
okay,
which is having booming business now. The other subsectors are impacted in various ways. And unfortunately for those fintechs based in Singapore, most of them have B2B, and other than Singapore, they operate offsite and in one other countries. So with all the partial lockdown or full lockdown in the various countries, projects get delayed or get reprioritized. And it is very hard for these fintech companies to do business development at this time also. So they are also affected. Yeah. And then we are not expecting the lockdown measures to be fully lifted anytime sooner. You would have known that vaccine for COVID-19 is at least 18 months away before it will be available in mass quantity. So we expect the social distancing measures will persist for quite some time, at least for the next 9 months. I think the third reason is really more strategic. Over the last 4 years, we have, especially MAS, have spent a lot of effort to build Singapore into a global fintech hub. Mm-hmm. So we thought that while this is an extraordinary time, it's also a time for us to position for recovery. So the package is not just about helping to lower their business costs, but it's also to help the fintech to upskill their capability so that they can seize the new opportunities when the recovery do come.
Mr. Chia, I'm curious. So we talked about earlier how, you know, okay, apart from the payments space, they should be doing quite well. There are subsectors which are obviously affected, and you describe how some of them are, you know, a lot of B2B requires some kind of interaction. So then what kind of areas can these guys sort of upskill themselves and prepare for recovery? What are the areas?
The package is divided according to our survey response. The top three concern areas by our members are, first is on business cost, second is on the sales, how to help them in sales generation.
Sure.
The third one is on funding, because I think a lot of venture capitalists are also affected. Funding is affected at this point in time. The funding covers a few areas. I think the most importantly is that the typical cost structure of a fintech company, about 75% to 80% of their costs are related to manpower.
Yeah.
So okay, other than those job support package, the funding that's available in our stimulus budget, right? We added in the manpower. MAS has a training allowance grant for these fintech employers. So basically, if they send their employees for training, they'll get $15 per hour of training. And all this training are related to courses accredited by the Institute of Banking and Finance. And all these courses are subsidized at 90%.
Right.
So the training cost is low, and then there is a training allowance. And the good thing is that a lot of these courses are also available online, so the staff can still continue their day work while they go for training during their allowed period. The second point is on the job redesign. This is where we work with NTUC E2I. So they are coming up with a program that will come with salary support for existing staff who undergo upskilling. So you might wonder, right, what kind of upskilling can the fintech staff undergo? For example, if you are a full-stack developer, you can take this opportunity to upgrade your staff into, let's say, a blockchain developer, to because that is an area that is still growing. Yeah, so this is one of the areas. The other areas are related to, like, how do you lower your business costs? So under the digital acceleration grant by MAS, if you are using cloud computing, which is about, I mean, other than manpower costs, right, it's about 80 to 90% of a typical fintech company's expenditure. So these are covered under the digital acceleration grant to up to $120,000. So there will be 80% co-funding by MAS. Other kinds of digital tools are also covered, including video conferencing, including office productivity tools, or their enterprise tools, including HR and accounting. So this one is really to help the fintechs to improve their productivity, to strengthen their operational resilience, manage their risk better, and hopefully they can serve their customers better. And the part on helping them to do sales at this point, right, yeah, they, under the MBS support package, right, they will be given 6 months free subscription to Epix. So basically, Epix is an API exchange platform that connects financial institutions with fintech companies through the use of application programming interface. So there are quite a number of FIs already onboarded to Epix. Fintech companies can take this opportunity to use this platform to sell to the financial institutions on board of Epix. Last but not least, we are also looking at funding, because I think the most important part is that most companies that we survey, they only have 6 to 9 months of cash runway. Yeah, and at this period, a lot of investors, they are already in a risk-off appetite. So we are trying to work out some kind of relief fund that would have an investment or venture debt component to help as many fintech companies as possible during this difficult period.
Yeah, you talked about earlier how, you know, there's some training for how to do sales during this period, and I can only imagine how challenging that would be. I'm speaking with Chia Hock Lai, who's the president of the Singapore Fintech Association. Chia, I just want to look ahead at the future of fintech post-COVID-19. Now, I take you back to the start of our conversation. You talked about how you expect social distancing measures to continue to be in place for at least the next 9 months. So you're talking about the rest of the year, essentially. What kind of fintech trends or observation do you foresee then in the coming months, you know, while we're trying to get over COVID-19?
Yeah, I think in the short term, most sectors of fintech will be negatively affected. I'm actually quite positive over the medium to longer term, because I think COVID-19 has actually become a game changer in effecting behavioral changes, because the current solution available for COVID-19 is actually behavioral, which is social distancing. So now, I mean, all of us are working from home. All of us are learning from home, buying from home. So everything is going digital, including banking from home. So these behavioral changes cut across all age groups. No longer is that about the millennials who are looking forward to use some fintech solutions.
Yeah.
So I think that will actually, in a way, accelerate people's appetite to use fintech products and solutions. But having said that, it doesn't mean that that product or solution has to come from a fintech company.
Right.
Equally, I think a lot of the banks realize the importance of this. They will also be doing digital transformation and try to compete with the fintech companies in providing all these services. So ultimately, I think the end consumers and businesses will be the winner. They will get more competitive product rates and better customer experience.
Do you expect it to be a race? Like, once, you know, it's declared worldwide that we are COVID-19 free, do you expect it to be a race as to which fintech firm can provide the best solution?
Definitely, especially a lot of customers, I mean, will be banking and consuming their financial services digitally. That will probably has become a behavior, a habit over after over a sustained period of doing that. Yeah, so I'm quite positive over the medium term and longer term prospects of fintech.
Fantastic. I've been speaking with Chia Hock Lai, who is president of the Singapore Fintech Association. Mr. Chia, thanks for your time. You take care and stay safe, okay?
Okay, thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.